Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
A problem with the ball here. They're going to get a new one, apparently.
Greg Tibby talked about it in the Coach's Corner this week, the high school football preview show, which, by the way, you can go back and listen to those in the podcast archives. Go to our Mercy Health High School football page, new this year, at 961thegame.com. You can also find it at woodradio.com. And for those along the lakeshore, 107mus.com. But if you click on there, you can replay all of our shows and game broadcasts. And Coach Tibby said, boy, you know what? You just don't know what you get year in and year out, but we are really blessed with a lot of speed at the specialty positions for us this year. And you saw it on display in that first drive, just where they picked up last week, that big victory over Hopkins. Rapoon right side, fighting for the goal line, and he gets it. Second effort, Abraham Rapoon. He'll get credited with all 8 points in Unity Christian with 10:14 left to go in this opening quarter. Leading Grand Rapids Christian on their opening drive, 8-0. We'll come back with more as you're listening to the Grand Rapids Area High School Football Game of the Week, live here on 96.1 The Game.
Ah, it's finally time to get outside. But it's also the time when new or old injuries can start up. You know, that nagging tightness in your hips or those strains in your knee. Maybe it's also the time to start Athletico Physical Therapy. Instead of going to your doctor first, start with physical therapy. With no prescription needed, their team of experts will find the source of your pain and start healing it before it progresses, so you can finally live pain-free.
It all starts at Athletico Physical Therapy. Schedule your free assessment with Athletico.com. No prescription needed in most states.
I'm health reporter Lila Lazarus. Every 40 seconds, someone in this country has a heart attack. Even in a pandemic, if you have an urgent situation, Mercy Health emergency rooms are safe and open 24/7. Avoiding the ER or delaying needed procedures could have dire repercussions. Mercy Health has many measures in place to ensure safety of patients and staff, with testing protocols, proper sanitation, and...
show very often, you certainly are familiar with him.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. He is in the pokey right now, and I don't know when he's going to get out, honestly. His lawyer's asking for bail, but haven't gotten it yet.
And the judge said she would make her decision expeditiously. I did sit in on the bail hearing via Zoom, which had roughly 60 people attending.
Yeah.
I'm assuming most of them were within our community. There was, of course, a bunch of agents and that kind of a thing, but
what I like to refer to as dirty fiat currencies, so meaning money that the governments print. So whether it's euros or U.S. dollars or Canadian dollar, it doesn't really matter, or the yen, Chinese yen. It's usually fiat that the criminals operate in, because that's what most of the world operates.
Well, that's how the world runs. But presumably in the future, if there is a big shift to cryptocurrency.
I don't think it's any easier to use cryptocurrency in a crime than it is to use cash.
Well, it depends on the crime that you're doing. If you're doing a hack of somebody's computer, like a ransomware attack, then it's a lot easier to use cryptocurrency in that case.
Yeah, but there's an easy way to avoid ransomware, and it's to keep backups of everything.
People are just going to
start realizing that it's not going to be a viable crime.
And here's the thing. Here's the problem. Okay, so the dollar facilitates... if you're going to say crypto facilitates crime, so does the dollar. But the reason that crypto also facilitates crime, better than the dollar, is only to the extent that it actually works better for everybody, not just criminals, right? Mm-hmm. I can't easily send money to somebody in Germany or receive money from somebody in Germany. They've got a different currency. You got to go through your bank, and then they got to go through the Federal Reserve Bank, and then they got to go through a German Federal Reserve Bank, and then it ends up in landing. And there's this huge cost to this. I've seen wire transfers that have exceeded $100 in order to transfer relatively small amounts of money, because in some countries, credit cards are not a thing. And so if somebody wants to purchase something, like I have a company, thinkpenguin.com, and basically I've had customers who have been like, well, I don't have a credit card, can I pay you with a wire transfer? And usually wire transfers, in the U.S. at least, are used for, you know, by businesses to purchase things from other countries, like larger dollar amounts. Mm-hmm. But when you're talking about a smaller dollar amount, you know, because your country doesn't use credit cards, they don't use the Visa MasterCard system, and you want to buy something from the United States, well, then all of a sudden you're going to a wire transfer, and the fees are just insane.
Yeah, at $30. That's for a domestic. I mean, internationally, you might be paying $60.
I had a customer who paid $100 to buy, I think, like maybe a $230 item.
That's insane. Wow.
And this is what I'm saying. And there was no better option. And I was trying to get them to use crypto. And I'm like, you'd be way better off using crypto. And I think it was probably an option, but they didn't want to jump through the hoops because they've never done it before.
Oh, yeah.
And so they still paid.
At $100, that's worth the learning curve right there.
Right. That's what I was thinking.
You know, if you get paid $50 an hour, you can go to Bitcoin.com and, you know, learn the basics in 15 minutes.
Right. It's crazy. It's like, it's not that difficult. It's no more difficult probably than, you know, any other payment method.
It's easier than using a wire transfer. I mean, it's just,
by far.
It's just there is a learning curve.
Yeah.
And there was a learning curve the first time, if you've ever sent a wire transfer, and I bet a good fraction of our listeners have never done this.
I never have.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
They screw up. Banks will screw up. I've had a number of occasions they'll screw up wire transfers on me, and it's like I make sure to double check every little thing. And it's like there's a reason that I go directly to the big banks, because the like credit unions will go through another bank, and then they'll go through the federal
intermediaries.
And then it's like six or seven different steps to get your money to the end. And everyone
it's a nail biting process. You know, especially if you've got some significant money on the line, but you know, even a small amount of money, because it's just a huge amount of time you have to put into doing these things. You got to go. A lot of cases, you have to physically go to the bank.
Every time I do a wire transfer, I go to the bank, and I do wire transfers fairly often.
Yeah.
It's funny because, like, you know, you think, why would you do that as a business owner? And it's like, well, because I really hate banks, and I don't want to give them effectively usually what'll happen is if you go with a big bank, they'll end up charging you a certain amount every month to have the ability to do wire transfers yourself, and I just don't want to pay that money, so I physically go in to do the wire transfer. Mm-hmm. So it's more of a moral issue for me. I like to avoid doing that, but it's funny,
hate the banks,
it's true.
Inside of them to send the wire transfer.
Yeah, okay.
I can see that you want to deprive them of the revenue.
They're already extracting money from me in so many, like, dishonest and, you know, manipulative, maybe, I don't know if dishonest is quite the right word, but manipulative ways. You know, the more I can deprive of them, even if it's just a few dollars here and there, I'm going to take that opportunity.
Yeah.
And funny is, it costs the bank more money for me to go in, too. That's the funny part about it.
True. They got to have an employee dealing with you and all that.
Absolutely. Every time I go in, it's like, you know, 45 minutes easy that I basically waste, where I could have just done it in 15 seconds. It would have bypassed their local, you know, paying that local employee, you know, at the bank, and gone straight to, you know, the people above them, because effectively all the people inside your local bank that do the wire transfers, all they're doing is entering information. I mean, there's nothing else that they're doing, but it just takes so long.
And in a lot of cases, getting the information wrong. So,
right.
You know, in a lot of cases, they have these codes, these unique codes.
Yeah.
You have to send in, like, the memo field in order for the thing to reach where it's supposed to reach. Otherwise, it gets lost in the void, and then you've got to, like, call everybody and wait. And then, you know, days later, maybe you'll find out where the money went to, and maybe somebody can hit the refund button and send it back to you if they screwed it up. But, you know, it could be as simple as they put in an L as a 1, or vice versa. And that one little error throws the entire thing off.
Yeah, or I've seen other issues, like, you know, they put the countries not quite right, like I'm trying to think, Australia and Austria or something.
Okay.
Like you can see kind of how the mistakes
could make
made.
That mistake.
Right, because if you don't read carefully or whatnot, and it's something that you can, even when you're going over it, you can kind of miss if you're not super careful. I always examine every little piece very careful. I've had other issues where I was clear I want to send US dollars, and I had a bank send something that wasn't US dollars, and so they charged me 8% conversion fee, and then the other end charged an 8% conversion fee because it ended up not being in the, you know, the expected currency on the other end, and so they had to then convert it. But the other bank that it was receiving was supposed to be US dollars, so it got converted to euros, I think, and then the other bank converted from euros to US dollars, so we got like 8% on each end.
Wild.
And it was my bank's mistake.
Wow. Well, that's why I think bank tellers and grocery store workers should just be vending machines.
So you don't like dealing with people?
I just think that it's totally useless to have them there. Like, grocery store workers could just be, like, cut in half, and it's just the people stocking the giant vending machine. You sit outside in your car, you go on your phone, you order your thing, and it comes through a tube.
I kind of like being able to go and pick my groceries. I like being able to look at the produce, for instance.
I'm the same way.
There could be an old-fashioned grocery store in your town, too.
Yeah. 603-283-6160. You can weigh in here, bring up whatever is on your mind, and you can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. More coming up.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. It is Free Talk 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And Free Talk Live was the first major radio show to tell the world about Bitcoin. Where were you when the crypto revolution first began? Did you end up buying any back then? Well, it's now more than a decade later, and a new generation of crypto is hoping to change the world again. If you listened last year, you heard the hosts of this show talking about Intercoin, a new cryptocurrency to help unite local communities and businesses make their economies stronger, all without having to rely on the state. Intercoin team members already built apps that have now reached 9 million users in dozens of countries around the world. Well, Intercoin is launching worldwide. Anywhere you live, this is your chance to buy it using your favorite Ethereum wallet by going to exchanges like Uniswap. Using Intercoin, you can even launch your own cryptocurrency for your own members and customers under your own brand. If you want to learn more, go to Intercoin.org and follow the steps to get some Intercoin for yourself. You can be part of the next generation of crypto, and this time you heard it here, Intercoin.org. We go to your calls and thoughts, and then coming up we can talk a little bit more about crypto versus the old money system. There's a SEC chairman, the same goon that is attacking companies like Library and Odyssey. He's got something to say about cryptocurrency not reaching its potential if it stays outside of the system. So according to him, crypto would be just so much better if it would just bend over for regulators. We'll tell you
everything regulated just gets way better.
Right? Let's talk to Joseph. He's in New Hampshire, listening in the Laconia area, online. Go ahead, Joseph.
Hi, how are you guys doing today?
What's on your mind, Joseph?
Well, I'm a cop watcher, First Amendment freedom fighter here in New Hampshire. I was on vacation down in Providence, Rhode Island, where I was at the State House. I was gathering content for a story.
Mm.
And I was met in contact with one of the officers that represented badge number 6. Came up to me, told me I couldn't film. It wasn't a lawful order. If I didn't, he was going to have to do something he would regret. I told him I wasn't going to leave, so then he recited saying that we would be charged with trespass if we didn't move, so I started to move. And then in the process, I got split up with my friend, and my back turned to a wall, and ultimately I was arrested in the process of public photography at the State Capitol building in Providence, Rhode Island.
Okay.
So fast forward, as I go to court, I'm fighting this court battle, and this was probably about 5 or 6 days ago. The same officer that had arrested me, they had a big protest over there at the state capitol in Rhode Island, probably about 5 or 6 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
There was a video posted where the same officer had attacked a man with a weapon. He had grabbed the man's megaphone, pulled it away from his lips, and then shoved it into his lips.
Oh my God! Wait, was this after his lips?
This was after. This was a few months after. When I got arrested, it was like March 24th.
Wow! So he did this to that guy after you.
Now you mentioned that you you do like First Amendment audits. What is your channel? Do you have a channel that you could direct our viewers to where they could see some of this footage?
Yeet, it's a camera.
Yeet, it's a camera. All right.
Okay, so fast forward a little bit. I'm going to court on this. My first court date was rearrangement. I get into rearrangement, and they give me a new bail condition that I'm not allowed at the state capitol.
Wow.
So before
that doesn't sound legal.
Yeah, it sounds like you should win this case, and then you should be able to sue over it probably.
That's what I was talking to my lawyer about today, because it got to the point where, so I go in for rearrangement, and I was like, okay, well, you know, I'll go ahead and agree to this bill. I don't really agree to it, but I kind of have to, so I'm going to go ahead and agree to it.
Yeah, I mean, they're threatening to hold you hostage if you didn't agree to the bill.
Of course, that's what they do.
Hmm. Yeah, right.
That's why nobody and I both signed the insanely restrictive bail conditions, because it was either that,
right,
or you keep sitting in jail.
Yep. I kind of figured, right. But, you know, I'm curious, like, did they, like, actually say that to you, or is it just kind of assumed?
Yes, they actually said that to me. Mm. And so, anyway, wow. She says she's going to have me sign it, and they give me a piece of paper, and it's not a bail agreement paper, and I'm reading this paper, and I'm like, This is a waiver of a jury trial, a waiver of rights to a jury trial. I will not sign this paper. I do not have a lawyer here to represent me. And I said, I will sign my bail agreement, but I will not sign this paper. You can put me in contempt of court for not signing this paper, but I will not do it.
So they misrepresented, and they purposely misrepresented a waiver of a jury trial as a bail bail terms.
Trying to trick me to sign it.
Wow, okay? They presumed that you were, and they presumed you were probably like a lot of people, which is to say that even in a situation as serious as you are behind bars and someone is putting a document in front of you to sign, how many people will just go ahead and sign it without ever
and
reading
then
it?
All of a sudden, next thing you know, 3 months later, they realize they're in a kangaroo court instead of a court of their peers.
Wow.
Yeah. It's funny. It's not really funny, but I've heard this happening before to other people, this very thing that you're talking about. And maybe I've already heard your story, and that's why, but I'm not so sure. I suspect they probably pull this kind of thing all the time.
Well, so fast forward a little bit more, a couple weeks ago I went to, or I think it was like last week or the week before, I went to pretrial.
Mm.
Okay. I get to pretrial, and for the first time I finally get to talk to a lawyer. Okay. And they don't let me in the court proceedings. Lawyer goes in, talks to the judge, talks to the prosecutor, comes out, talks to me on their behalf, and then tries to make a deal with me. He came at me with a year probation and $200 fine. I told him absolutely not. I'd pay the $200 fine, but I will not take probation.
Mm.
So then he comes out with, well, what about a year probation and $200 to a charity? And I was like, no, because a charity is not a forced donation by law. A charity is something you want to do to a heart, not something that you want to do to get out of a conviction.
That's something I would have just turned down outright. I mean, this is ridiculous. I take this to court.
Right.
This is not something that
so
I would.
You have back.
Such a. You, it sounds anyway, and I haven't talked to your lawyer or anything, but this sounds like a slam dunk case for a lawyer. If your lawyer is not taking this to court, I would get a new lawyer.
Yeah. Well, I tell him, you know, I was like, you needed to go in there and tell him I was engaged in a First Amendment protected activity. You know, I was like, he comes back out, well, the judge doesn't feel like you had the right to record them getting into their vehicles.
The judge is wrong.
I was like, it doesn't matter because it's not a court of feelings, it's a court of law.
Right.
and feelings does not trump law. And so needless to say, he come back out and he told me, he said, they'll offer you probation and 20 hours of community service. I said, 20 hours of community service is more than $200.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
So the offer just got worse.
Yeah.
Right. And then he goes, my dad's like, that's $10 an hour. I said, hell, I don't work for anything. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut.
No, you're right. Actually, if you wouldn't mind, hang on. We're going to continue. If you can stay with us, I want to hear the rest of this story of the kangaroo court down there in Rhode Island. This kind of stuff happens everywhere.
It does.
You know, this is not an unusual case as far as how the court is behaving, but it is interesting as far as what happened. And you can, of course, share your thoughts as well. 603-283-6160. We'll continue, and you can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Louisiana residents are getting restless as more than 900,000 homes and businesses remain in the dark. According to GasBuddy.com, more than half of the gas stations in New Orleans and Baton Rouge are without fuel, causing long lines to form at gas stations as victims of Hurricane Ida rush to fill up their cars and generators. New Orleans Mayor Democrat LaToya Cantrell says slowly but surely services are being restored to the Big Easy.
We saw some critical success on yesterday. We expect more to come online and gradually throughout the day, and of course every day making and pushing for significant progress.
The White House says more than 175 million Americans are now fully vaccinated, and you're listening to USA Radio News. At least one student is dead after gunshots rang out at Mount Tabor High School in Winston-Salem, North Carolina on Wednesday. North Carolina Democrat Governor Roy Cooper talks about additional actions that can be taken to protect students and staff.
Training school resource officers, making sure that there are more mental health treatment and prevention for students, investing in educators and keeping guns out of school.
The student killed was identified as William Chavis Renard Miller Jr., and the gunman was apprehended hours after the shooting. Auctioneers in France are preparing for a Jurassic-sized sale this fall. The skeleton of the world's biggest triceratops will be up for grabs in October and is expected to fetch up to $1.7 million. Known as Big John, the skull measures more than 8 feet long and more than 6 feet wide. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160. On the way here tonight, we got some more crazy stories out of various different parts of the world. Quebec putting in a vaccine passport all across the province. Not going to be good times for people who are unvaccinated. We'll tell you more about that. Plus, big money news. Social Security Trust Fund, so-called, is now going to run out of money even sooner than the government expected it to.
Oh, I hope so. Yeah. I hope it runs out like tomorrow so that I don't. You know the horrible thing is, how much do you want to bet they continue to collect Social Security from
even
us
after it runs out?
Even though they're bankrupt.
Wouldn't surprise me. We can talk about all that stuff, and there's plenty more, of course, your calls and thoughts. Plus, Bonnie, you're going to be telling us about Siri, the Apple robot thing for your phone.
Yeah, judges saying it might be invasion of privacy laws.
We'll get into it here. But first, speaking of judges, Joseph is on the line. He's calling us from New Hampshire. He got into some criminal charges down in some BS criminal charges down in Rhode Island, and you are a First Amendment auditor. You go around with a video camera to government bureaucracy and record them, and I think you said the channel was Yeet It's a Camera, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Right, and so you were at the State House, I think it was, and recorded. Can you briefly recap, I mean, as quickly as you can, what got you into this situation, and we'll get caught up?
So, as I was saying, I was arrested. I was arrested there. The original charges were willful trespass and obstruction because I refused to identify
And this was because you were recording video at the State House?
Yes.
And what was the subject that you were recording again?
There was meetings that were being held that were taking mandate, or there was about mandates and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
There was a bunch of the mainstream media news that were inside of the building, and then I was with another. I don't really use the term auditor. I use the term First Amendment freedom fighter.
Okay.
Or civil rights activist. It sounds a little bit better in my opinion, but I was with Breaking the Fraud.
Nice.
And ultimately, we ended up getting split up. I didn't realize he had taken a left turn. I had tried to exit the way I had came from,
mm-hmm.
which is that's what a normal, you know, that's under the circumstance. But I guess Joe had went to go check the signs that this officer was quoting. Because he was saying that there were signs over here, and we're like, well, we're going to go look at the signs.
And the officer was saying that the signs say you can't record in the State House?
No, the he was saying that it says no trespassing.
In a public building, huh?
Yeah, how are you trespassing?
No, this is like the outside part of the parking lot area part of it.
In a public facility?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
And so there was no signs. It was a sign that said handicap accessible. And now they have signs because of me. There are signs above the handicap access sign, and those signs are now my sign.
What does it say?
It may not even be lawful. It may not even be lawful anyway, those signs. But I do have to wonder, does Rhode Island have a identify statute?
If you have been, you have to be suspected of committing a crime.
Ooh. So that you might have a problem.
Or in the act of committing a crime.
Okay. Depending on that statute, that might be a problem as far as trying to sue them later.
So they did charge you with obstructing, and what was the other thing originally?
Willful trespass.
But then they changed it?
No. Last I was saying that they offered me that deal with the 20 hours community service.
Right, okay.
And the 1 year probation.
Mm-hmm.
So I told my lawyer yes, but when I got in front of the judge, the prosecutor started saying his case, and I was really upholded and offended about what the prosecutor had to say. And at that, for some reason, I don't know why it came into my mind, I was just standing there, and it was just in my mind where when he asked you if you want to change your plea, say under duress, yes. And so that's my exact words. He said, under these circumstances or under these conditions, do you want to change your plea from not guilty to no contest? When I answered, I said, under duress, yes. My lawyer got a little bit irritated. He got mad about it. And
now, why would you want to change to no contest? I missed that.
Yeah, I missed something entirely.
Because the prosecutor said that my main goal was to go there and harass people. To harass state workers when that wasn't my goal. My goal was to go there to hold government officials accountable.
But you're not even being charged with harassment.
No, I wasn't even charged with harassment.
Right, because it wasn't.
Right.
So I don't get why you changed the plea. Yeah, why would you?
I would think that identify thing would be more of a concern to you.
Well, I told him that just so I could get in front of the judge. And so then when I said that... because they weren't waiting me in the courtroom.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You're saying that if you were to continue with not guilty, they wouldn't even let you into the courtroom. So you told them you were willing to change your plea, and that got you in front of the man in the robe.
Right. So I said no duress when he asked
under duress.
And my lawyer, he got mad about it, threw his hands up, and the judge told him, he said, he is a free man. We are not going to put words in no man's mouth here. And... he said this is going to be a no guilty plea, and we're going to schedule trial for October 14th because I'm having to travel back and forth. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'm in New Hampshire, sometimes I'm in Oklahoma. It just depends on I travel back and forth.
All right, so this trial's coming up. This is this October?
Yes, sir.
Do they let you bring cameras into the Rhode Island courts?
They don't have cameras in there. They wouldn't let nobody into the courtrooms.
That's crazy. I mean, they've definitely been cracking down harder on courtroom access over the last year and a half due to COVID. They've used that as the excuse to disallow access. But
I want to know how cameras make the courtroom more dangerous because of COVID.
Yeah, I was really happy a few weeks ago when we went to the trial in Concord, New Hampshire for Rochelle Kelly. She was the lady that was arrested for bringing her kids to the playground back in April of last year, and I was so pleased
that
entire courtroom was full of people, that there was no social distancing going on, that there was no restriction as far as the camera.
I was actually unsure about that myself because there was a case where a reporter was denied access to the courthouse even though he had. Even though the court was allowing reporters in, basically.
When was this?
It was in Keene. I don't know, within the last couple of months, I think. Or maybe
you're talking about Joa?
I think it was Joa, maybe.
Yeah, whenever he tried to go with
our friend.
Yeah, that's why I said I was surprised that people were allowed in for this one trial. Hey, Joseph, feel free to give us a call back, over time. Let us know how this case develops, will you?
I will.
Thanks for the call, man.
I appreciate you hearing me out and letting me get my story out.
Yeah, good luck down there. And, if I can make any recommendation, it would be to stay the hell out of Rhode Island. And thanks for the call. I really do appreciate the First Amendment guys that go out there and they put their butts on the line. I mean, you and I, we've done our share of this as well, though we don't call it that. It's just us. We're out doing our activism or whatever it is, and we know better than to not record bureaucrats, so we're going to record them. And that does put you in harm's way sometimes.
Yeah, in fact, I don't know what the story is with Rhode Island, but you actually probably I'm not 100% sure, but I suspect it's part of the same circuit that we're in, and if that's the case, I believe you.
Federal, you mean? Yeah.
Federal
circuit.
You're right. So, yeah, federal circuit. I think you might actually have the right in this case, so there's a court ruling that says effectively you have the right to record cops.
Licks. Glick or Garrick?
I don't think it's that one actually. There's another one that basically says something to the effect even if you don't have the right to film, you still have the right to pull out a camera basically and even secretly record cops if you're interacting with them. So even if you had been breaking the law filming, it wouldn't have mattered.
Valentin, I think that's Valentin out of Manchester, if I recall correctly. That was the guy that was recording police in his own home. That one?
Yeah, it's possible.
Anyway, there's a bunch of good ones here in New England. Glick, Garrick, and I think Valentin. Alfredo Valentin is the one you're thinking of. So take a look at those. And good luck to you, man. I definitely appreciate it. But I got to recommend people get to New Hampshire, stay in New Hampshire. I mean, screw the rest of these places. There's more coming up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Open phones if you want to join us. 603-283-6160. Coming up, Social Security running out of money a lot sooner than they expected. Which is interesting, because they sure have been printing a lot of it.
Yeah, I was thinking, can't they just print more money?
Oh, they will. So we're going to get into that. Your calls and thoughts, although, are welcome at 603-283-6160. And want to say thanks to the folks over at Bitcoin.com, longtime sponsors here at Free Talk Live. If you are interested in learning about cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, then get on over to Bitcoin.com. Price of Bitcoin today, once again, eclipsed $50,000 per Bitcoin. Since fell a little bit back down to about 49,000.
Oh, 50,000?
It crashed through 50,000, hit 50,300. It's now down $1,000. So it's still in the 49
still
range.
Still on the upside. That's almost as high as it has ever been.
Yeah, it scraped 60-something
earlier
this year.
Yeah, I think it hit 60,000. So, barely, but it hit 60,000.
But like you said, you know, they're pumping out the money, the Federal Reserve. Mm-hmm. I mean, we can't predict what's going to happen. Obviously, anything can happen with these prices.
You know,
but
it's kind of interesting with the all the money printing that's going on. Is it Bitcoin that's going up in value, or is it the dollar that's going down in value?
These are good questions. I think both is happening at the same time.
You're probably right.
I think because what you're not seeing necessarily is other things like gold. You know, gold is more manipulated, right? Like there are people who will sell gold to you, but they're just selling you a piece of paper that says you own gold, and they may not actually have the gold.
You own the same gold that 100 other people own?
That's a problem, and that does...
How's that even legal?
It's not.
But why do people do...
Because they can get away with it?
Yeah, I mean, he's checking up on it, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. And I don't know how legal it is, but I don't think it is. I don't think you can legally do fractional reserve gold without telling people that that's what you're doing. So if you're saying that you're selling them this gold, and then they play games, basically, they'll say you buy this gold on a piece of paper, and then you know, a year later or whatever, you're like, you know what? I want my gold. I want my physical gold. I want to change this piece of paper into gold, and then you call the company and you say, I want my gold. Then they're going to be like, oh, yeah, it's going to take us. You're going to have to wait 90 days, but we'll get it to you. That's because they don't have it.
Yeah.
You know? They have to go and get it, basically. So
So why do people even, why would you ever remotely trust, I would never buy anything online and be like, okay, they're not going to ship it to me, but they have it. Why would anybody do that?
Yeah, because they don't know what they're doing. There's people who buy things like stocks, right? And in the case of stocks, you don't get usually anything physical. You just get a little indicator on an online platform or whatever.
Well, that's not a physical thing. If I was buying anything physical, I'd want it shipped to me.
Yeah, that's the smart thing to do.
Yeah, and the thing is, they won't, even if you want them to ship it to you, they won't ever ship it to you. Supposedly, if you are like, I think it's like if you will buy enough of it or something, they might ship it to you, but it's...
So it has to be over a certain
amount? Yeah, or something like that. I forget exactly what the details. I am not at all one who follows that, but as I understand it, if, like, you've got, like, a bunch of people together and, like, you wanted to actually secure that goal, theoretically, you could do it, but it's, like, generally speaking,
the average person,
buy enough gold to actually get their hands on it.
Yeah, so, but, I mean, you're not seeing gold shooting up in price. You're also not, I mean, you're seeing increases in price on the cost of goods, but it's not doublings yet. You know, we're not to that point yet.
We're not hyperinflation yet,
But, yeah, Bitcoin can double in a day. So yeah. I think that's the evidence that you're seeing Bitcoin go up more so than the amount of inflation is happening.
There are certainly products that have gone up probably by twofold at this point.
There are some. Yeah, there are some. But it's not across the market or
anything. It's not across the board. There has been definitely an across the board price increase on products in general, but it's not maybe twice as much on everything.
Yeah, no, we're seeing some companies are saying their costs are up like 7% or 8% or whatever. And so
it's variable. It's highly variable.
But these companies are, you know, pointing this out because it's noteworthy and it's significant and it's higher than it's been in many, many years. And we're seeing prices go up. I was at the Jamaican restaurant with Bonnie last week, and I think it was actually 2 weeks ago now. And there was a notice at the front counter that said, we had to raise our prices. We're sorry, but we had to. So, and they're not the only ones.
Yeah, and the crazy thing is a lot of this stuff has already been manipulated, you know, so even before it was either artificially low or mm-hmm. artificially high, just because of things like tariffs, you know, 25%. I don't know if people realize this, but like there's still a 25% tariff. They got rid of it, but then they brought it back under Biden, 25% tariff on basically any kind of electronic import. And I don't know if that extends to other stuff as well, but like, yeah, everything, and basically 25% is like if you look at Walmart prices across the board, that's like a 13% rise in prices.
Wow.
So that's just the tariff alone. That doesn't include all the money printing stuff that was going on.
Well, one thing's for sure, you're not going to see these prices go down likely unless there's some significant increase in manufacturing, you know, facility technology or whatever efficiency, then you're going to see prices continue to rise. And you know, I mentioned Bitcoin.com, news.bitcoin.com is where you can go to get some news headlines every single day. They update these things with reporting that's original there from news.bitcoin.com. So head on over there and check those out. In fact, this was kind of related to what you started the show out with tonight, Chris. You were talking about, I think it was a congressperson talking to the Federal Reserve chairman and saying, hey, look, use the dollar. Overwhelmingly, criminals use cash. And so here's kind of a related story where this is a comment from the chairman of the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC. That's the same organization that is targeting cryptocurrency companies like Library. And we've talked about how Free Talk Live is on the Library platform, the Library Protocol, which is a decentralized blockchain-based media storage protocol, which means that if you're using Library, as we have been for years here on Free Talk Live, your archives, the videos that you might be creating, the audio, because you can upload MP3 files or whatever. I think you can pretty much upload any kind of file to Library, as I understand it. It's used mostly for video. That's just the way it's sort of taken off. And I can say for sure you can do MP3 because I've tested it, so I know that works. And so the law is very, very effective. It's decentralized, and so Library cannot control what you upload to its service, which is interesting. It's not a centralized system. It's not like YouTube. There is a company, but they can't control their platform. They can control Odyssey, which is sort of a website that they've built on top of Library, but Library itself, the actual protocol, is something they can't control, and that really upsets the government guys because they love to be able to come into a corporation, go to the boss, and say, look, this is the way it's going to be. you're going to do our bidding or else we're going to punish you. And they're trying to punish them because they can't do their bidding, and they won't do their bidding, but they can anyway. Even if they had a gun to their head, they wouldn't be able to do it. Even if you shut down the library corporation, library itself can and likely will continue.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's not a centralized server that you're uploading videos to. Anybody who's running library is basically acting as a server too.
Oh,
so
yeah,
so you're contributing to the distribution of those videos, and thereby you basically would have to target every user of library in order to, you know, sort of take out library.
And it's global, so you know, the U.S. government isn't going to have the potential to do that.
And I think
they're powerful, but not that powerful.
It's true, and you know, I think people sometimes forget that there's not really there's one law that's kind of universal in every regime, let's say, right? And that's treason. But there's not really any other laws that are universal. Like, people think copyright's universal, and it's almost universal. It's like 198 out of 200 countries, but it's not universal. There are still places that don't actually have copyright law.
Where doesn't?
There's like two countries, and there's also, and the thing is, like, these are recognized countries. There's also places that are not recognized, right? There's not a recognized government or state, and therefore there's also places not Syria, that's not what I'm thinking of, Somalia. Somalia doesn't have a
real quote-unquote government.
Right. So there are certainly places that there ain't no copyright.
When my dad was in Iraq, he came home one time with these, like, really thin DVDs. Well, like, the cases were really thin.
Bootlegs.
It was like a whole bunch in a pack, and it was all bootlegs of like every Disney movie ever.
Yeah, and the government didn't stop him from doing that, did they? Because that definitely wasn't a legal thing.
He didn't make it; he bought it. But
I'm saying him importing that, I don't think that's legal. Right?
I don't think they're going to go after anybody for it, unless you're doing it in scale,
like for a profit.
Yeah, for a profit, basically. Yeah. And it's just because everybody's doing it, right?
Yeah.
Like, and it's one of the things. Like, and it's kind of funny. Like, you know, so my company sells a VPN product, but it's funny because it's like I'm not like I would definitely not tell anybody to go and use it for pirating. But the point that I'm making here is just that. You don't. There's so many people who are pirating stuff, like using torrents and things like that. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it's such a product wouldn't, stop like DMCA notices from coming at you and stuff and threats. But there's not really anything that's going to happen to you because there's just so many other people doing it. They can't go after everybody.
603-283-6160 is the number here. The SEC chairman, as reported over at news.bitcoin.com, says crypto needs regulation to realize its full potential. See, it's being held back by not being regulated, according to this guy. We'll tell you more on the way here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.